Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The transition process will begin in the White House, General Motors making a U-turn on Trump, and Pope Francis has a new book coming out. A key Trump administration appointee said Monday that she would allow Joe Biden to begin his official transition, paving the way for his team to get access to briefings, office space, secure computers, and other government services needed for the transfer of power. It marked a formal recognition by President Trump's administration, even though the president has refused to concede and continues to make allegations of voter fraud. Emily Murphy, the head of the General Services Administration, holds the keys to a transition funds and tools, but she had delayed issuing an official determination recognizing Biden's win as the Trump campaign filed a flurry of lawsuits challenging the results. In a pair of tweets, Trump said he gave the green light to Murphy's decision because it was in the best interest of our country, but Trump said he would continue contesting the results. A Republican member of Michigan's state canvassing board broke with his GOP colleague Monday, joining two Democrats in voting to certify the state's election results. Three members of the Michigan Board of State Canvassers voted to certify state election results. Republican Norm Schinkel abstained. General Motors is changing course. They'll no longer back President Trump's effort to stop California from setting its own emission rules in an ongoing court fight. GM CEO Mary Barra said Monday that GM is withdrawing from preemption litigation between California, the Trump administration, and other non-government groups. In reaction to the move, Joe Biden said innovation and manufacturing will be priorities in his administration. The move comes days after GM said it is increasing the number of electric vehicles it'll be bringing to market. GM will offer 30 new electric vehicles by 2025, up from its previous goal to offer 20 by 2023. Coming up, our saint of the day, he's known as a reformer, mystic, poet, and theologian priest. Quote of the day, be kind-hearted to the poor, the unfortunate, and the afflicted. Give them as much help and consolation as you can. Thank God for all the benefits that he's bestowed upon you, that you may be worthy to receive greater. St. Louis the Ninth. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal! And with their free home delivery service, you can can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. John of the Cross. John is a saint because his life was a heroic effort to live up to his name, of the cross. John is known as a reformer, mystic poet, and theologian priest. Ordained a Carmelite priest in 1567 at the age of 25, John met Teresa of Avila and, like her, vowed himself to the primitive rule of the Carmelites. As partner with Teresa in his own right, John engaged in the work of reform and came to experience the price of reform, increasing opposition, misunderstanding, persecution, imprisonment. He came to know the cross acutely, to experience the dying of Jesus as he sat month after month in his dark, damp, narrow cell with only his God. John is unique as mystic poet, expressing in his prison cross the ecstasy of mystical union with God in the spiritual canticle. But as agony leads to ecstasy, so John had his ascent to Mount Carmel, as he named it in his prose masterpiece. As man, Christian, Carmelite, he experienced in himself this purifying ascent as spiritual director. He sensed it in others as psychologist, theologian. He described and analyzed it in his prose writings. His prose works are outstanding in underscoring the cost of discipleship, the path of union with God, rigorous discipline, abandonment, purification. He died at 49, a life short but full. Nearly 700 nursing home workers walked off the job Monday at 11, mostly Chicago area Infinity healthcare management facilities, saying they won't return until the company offers them higher wages and safer working conditions amid the coronavirus pandemic that's hit nursing homes hard. Striking workers and representatives of the union, SEIU Healthcare Illinois, stood outside nursing homes in Cicero, Maywood, and Chicago's Brainerd neighborhood while recounting a list of grievances against Infinity. Messages emailed to the company seeking comment Monday were returned as undeliverable, while telephone calls to the company's offices in Hillside, Illinois, failed to reach any company representative. The workers are demanding at least a $15 an hour wage, hazard pay for all employees, and a sufficient supply of personal protective equipment. Pope Francis is supporting demands for racial justice in the wake of the U.S. police killing of George Floyd and is blasting COVID-19 skeptics and media organizations that spread their conspiracies in a new book that was penned during the Vatican's coronavirus lockdown. In Let Us Dream, Francis also criticizes populist politicians who whip up rallies in ways reminiscent of the 1930s and the hypocrisy of rigid conservative Catholics who support them. But he also criticizes the forceful downing of historic statues during protests for racial equality this year as a misguided attempt to purify the past. The 150-page book is due out December 1st. It was ghostwritten by Francis's English language biographer. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.